So, Jenya, with all of the work chaos that a lot of folks go through on an everyday, I mean, everybody's got a little bit of it.
Everybody.
Even the perfect jobs have a little bit of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, there are certain things that happen or, you know, you watch a coworker do something and you're immediately like, I don't have the patience for that.
You do it all the time.
I do.
I sit there and go, Josh, no.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm a pretty patient person. Like, Job and I are running, like, for first place. I'm not scraping my boils off with pottery. Read the Bible if you don't know what that reference was.
this is not that kind of podcast.
Well, you know, I'll teach you something. I've read it, like, 7 times front to back. There's one of those things that if you don't have patience for a certain attitude or a certain activity.
Yep.
I would say, not necessarily just like coworker, but like people in general, different like situations and stuff.
Yep, I get that.
Sometimes I don't have the patience for, if you wanted to say like in a work environment, and not saying this job because I've had several other kind of jobs. If you have like a coworker that you're like, just do it. Like, it's something that's a minute task. And it's like, it'll take 5 minutes. The time you took to tell me how you didn't want to do it.
Yes.
You could have done it.
That's an example of something I have no patience for. And it doesn't have to be work. That could be anywhere.
Yeah.
That could be anywhere any situation.
Just put your underpants in the washing machine. 2 seconds. We didn't have to talk about this. Cliff. I'm just kidding.
On the flip side of that, though, I think we should address things that we do give extra time for.
You do?
Because I think there are things that we do subconsciously.
Think,
now, the don't have patience for tends to outweigh the do.
Yeah, I think that's an easier list
Jobs
to create.
Like you.
Yeah, Jobs. Things. So do we want to like just back and forth on things we do and don't, or just kind of make a here's the do list and here's the don't list? What do you think?
It doesn't matter. Because, I mean, we may have differing opinions depending on where we are.
Okay.
That may be something I have patience for, but you don't.
When it does come to having patience for, it's children. Like, in general, we're at the stage now where Jaren is 4, and there's a lot of questions as to why something is. And there's a lot of, let's watch the same episode of a show or the same movie. I have more patience regarding that than my husband does. Because I'll come home, and he's like, we have watched the Peanuts Christmas special 15 times. And I'm like, all right, put it back in. Baby wants to watch it. And I'm fine with that because I'm like, I can occupy myself, or he and I will have it in the background while we're doing something else. So I have a good like set of patience for that.
I don't think my wife has patience for me with that because I like the movie Con Air. Nicolas Cage.
Really?
John Malkovich.
Nicolas Cage.
It's about the people that are in it. It's about the people that are in it.
Okay. I've never seen it, but I can reference
it. As soon as
you'd
see it, you would understand why.
We need to do a podcast of me watching Con Air and the reactions.
The live reactions.
I'm like, what is this?
But my wife is like, she wants to watch new movies or something she hasn't seen before. I am more than content to watch the same stuff over and over because I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
I know what I'm getting and I like what I'm going to see. She doesn't have patience for that.
Not even like if it's a movie that she likes.
That's the other thing. If it's something that she doesn't like, The Notebook, or something of that nature.
Don't tell. Have you seen The Notebook?
No, I haven't seen The Notebook. I'm a dude.
Because you're going to cry at the end.
I am not.
Oh,
I have never cried at a movie.
Never?
I have never cried at a movie. Even
Homeward
as a kid.
Homeward Bound?
No.
Not Homeward Bound, where Shadow comes back out. You're like, oh,
no.
He was in the pit.
Super excited, but no. I've never cried at a movie.
Never cried.
Nope.
Fox and the Hound?
Nope.
No. Mm-mm. You have no soul.
Not once.
No soul.
I've been told that.
I just watched that the other night. My son cried like a baby.
He did or you did?
I did. And he didn't understand why. And I was like, who did move? And here comes that Diana Ross song.
You
never cried in a movie?
No, I've never cried in a movie.
Oh, that needs to be another one. I'm going to try to make it my mission to make you cry in a movie.
I'm so excited. Can't wait to watch Schindler's List on repeat. Guess what? Didn't cry at that either.
Then as a palate cleanser, Dumbo. I mean, we're going to throw it all out there. I'll be like,
live
Armageddon.
Action Dumbo coming, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Armageddon, just the last 10 minutes. Goodbye, Bruce Willis. Spoiler alert.
To take your patience with children thing, I don't have patience for other people's children in public.
Yes.
Now, that's going to be children that I don't know.
You do have patience with my son, but, I mean,
I'm not willing to fight that fire. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Mama Bear is a thing.
No, but you know that if you're like, hey, could you not do that? I wouldn't be like, what did you say to my son? like, I'm not that person.
No, no. And I think there's a lot of leeway in a lot of situations. Yeah. But there comes a point where, now again, punishment is in the eye of the beholder. Mm-hmm. They make that decision. I would never question that decision. Right. For me, my question becomes, are you going to do something?
Exactly. And I've always, that was one of my big fears, having a child. I didn't want to be the family in the restaurant where there's, like, say, a couple out on a date, and they're enjoying their dinner, and then there's my kid.
Yes.
And not like a happy, like, he's giggling or he's having
fun. No, because that's infectious. Everybody loves
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I mean, we had that just the other night, and the waitresses were like, your son? I was like, I know you, precious. Oh, my gosh. And if it was one of those other moments, I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Right.
But if he has had a moment in a restaurant, which, surprise, my perfect child has, I have taken him out to the car to have a conversation with him.
Yep.
We have left a restaurant before and, like, cancel the order. Because he is like, did you not get a nap? Are you starved for attention
right.
today? What's happening? You don't
yep.
feel good, whatever. I never wanted to be in that situation where I was that person
right.
ruining someone else's night because I couldn't control my kid. And sometimes kids have those moments where there's nothing you can say, do, whatever, threaten to take away from them. There's no giving it up. And sometimes you're like, we're just going to go home, and you're going to play with nothing, and we're just going to go to bed early tonight.
Right.
That's all we got to do tonight.
But
sorry.
And you're right, and I think you guys have a proper approach to that where you are willing to remove yourself from the situation
yeah.
if it does not improve. But for me, there are people that will say something, say something, say something, and then let's just ignore them and pollute everyone else's noise.
Yeah, that's not. That's
those are the people that I have no patience for.
Yeah.
It's not the kid. It is not the kid's fault. Because if you knew this before you left the house, you should have stayed at the house.
Yeah, if you have a full sense of awareness about your child and you're like, okay,
yep.
this could go one of two ways. I know if my son has had a long day, hasn't had a nap, needed a nap.
Not worth the risk.
Has been kind of grouchy recently. I'd be like, maybe we just
yep.
need to hit the drive-thru or cook at home and just chill at the house. There's been times that, I mean, I applaud my husband. He was supposed to go somewhere the other day and help out a friend. And he said, no, Jaren wasn't into it. And I wasn't going to drag him out. And I was like, kudos to you. I'm glad you
right.
realized that. Because he probably would have been a royal terror because we all have those days. Even as an adult, there's days I'm like, don't deal with me today. Like, don't.
Right.
You don't want to talk to me today. I'm not in a mood. So if you understand that, don't, like you said, pollute someone else's airwaves or ruin someone else's night because
right.
you couldn't get a handle on it. It's 100% correct. The child, now, granted, if it's like a 12-year-old that's like, meh, you know, having a temper tantrum, that's that kid's fault. They're a little old enough to
handle. Yeah, yeah, and we're not. We're not trying to discuss that. We're not focusing on the kid itself.
No, no, but
because
the
still
parent
falls
needs
back
to, be,
to the parent.
They need to be aware how to handle the situation
yes.
or prevent the situation from happening altogether. So
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. From one parent.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you.
Another thing I don't have patience for, and some of this will come from my past job
mm-hmm.
or mainly from there, but I've seen it in other instances. Where you are in a store,
mm-hmm.
you are in line,
mm-hmm.
or maybe the guy behind the counter,
mm-hmm.
wherever it may be,
mm-hmm.
and people come up to the counter and say, do you have this? Because they couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing out of their mouth when they say, no, sir, that's not something we carry, go, well, so-and-so has it. Well, do me a favor, fool. Get out of my face. Go get it. And don't come back. Because if you're going to sit there and tell me, well, so-and-so has this, fantastic.
We don't sell that.
I don't have it.
Sorry.
Get out.
Got it.
Those
yeah, I can see that.
Little things like that are, you know, or I can buy it for $5 here. Well, why are you wasting my time?
Yeah, I mean.
And that takes the time up from the people behind you who have places to be.
Right.
It's just rude.
And it's also promoting a competing store, too, to people in the line as well.
Right.
So it's kind of, it's rude on so many aspects of that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of lines and shopping and all, that's enough. It kind of course coincides with it. I don't have patience for people that are on their cell phone right there at the register, won't speak to the cashier because they're going to finish that phone call.
Yep.
And I've had instances where it might be a long line and I've got a buggy full of groceries or something and my sister calls and she's in New York and I'll talk to her. But as soon as I get to interact with cashier, I will put the phone in my purse, in my back pocket, or say, hey, I got to go. I'll call you back when I get to the car because I want to, you know, give that cashier my attention. Hey, how are you today? Thank you. Or, you know,
they're working
yes, that's
hard.
Fine. I do have my, you know, membership card or whatever. I don't want to make it to be like, I'm just going to ignore you and be rude altogether. But I've been behind a person FaceTiming during the whole interaction or blah, 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 blah. And you're like, seriously? And you can tell the cashier is like, okay, appreciate that. Thanks so much. You know.
See, I'm very much, I've been in multiple retail jobs in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I won't wait on you. And I have gotten some of the nastiest looks from people. They're like, are you going to wait on me? I'm like, are you going to get off the phone? I have not been in a situation where I've worried about losing my job over some insensitive jerk who can't hang up the phone and have human interaction.
Yeah. It's just I don't common care courtesy. Who it is. It's common courtesy.
Just say, hey, I'm checking out. Hang on. You can either hang on or I'll call you back.
Mm-hmm.
I will wait for that question to finish. Or if that's the question that they have, I'll go ahead and start because they're trying to close out the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have that, I just stand there.
Mm-hmm.
People behind them get upset. I'm not threatening.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get upset with me? Be my guest.
Because
I'm here all day, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here all day.
I get paid by the hour, so let's do this.
Exactly.
We close at 10.
Right. I can stand here till you finish.
Yeah. What about, what's your take on taking a call in public and having it on speakerphone? Do you have the patience for that?
I feel like most of those people, they want to be the center of attention,
uh-huh.
or they're totally clueless.
Uh-huh.
So a matter of me having patience, like if I'm in public, give me a situation. Because more than likely, the smart move for me is to just walk away. Like I'm just going to find somewhere else to go.
Well, if you are stuck like in line.
And they're on speaker?
And on speakerphone.
In the face.
I've been in a dressing room trying on clothing and blah, da, 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 da. Yeah, so then I told da-da-da.
See, to me, that's a temporary situation.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. If I'm sitting at dinner and I'm having a conversation with my wife and the person next to me gets on a speakerphone and has a conversation and they're eating by themselves,
mm-hmm.
they make earbuds with microphones for that purpose,
mm-hmm.
put it up to your ear, or say you are eating and call them back. But mm-hmm. if that's the situation, if it's on speaker, no patience.
Yeah.
No patience.
Yeah.
Now, if you are talking to, say, a mom and child are talking to dad or talking to grandma or something like that, I will give leeway there
mm-hmm.
because you're not just going to necessarily hand the phone to the kid
Correct.
In a public place
because
it may get lost. Kid may run away with it.
Doesn't understand the function of the phone.
Exactly.
Up to your ear. Yeah, I can get that.
So there's a level of, again, much like anything with me, it's situational. It, mm-hmm. depending on where I am, what I'm doing, will depend on how much leeway I'm going to give. So if you're sitting there, an adult by yourself having that conversation, if I can walk away from you,
mm-hmm.
I don't normally fret it because I'm just going to go, well, that's really rude, and walk off.
Right.
But if I'm sitting at dinner and you're there, I want to take the phone off the table because you're too lazy to hold it to your head and throw it back into the back.
Put it in the lobster tank
Find
for
it
you.
In the nearest, it, you can find it in the nearest sink with the water running hot.
Mm-hmm. Hot water, huh?
Well, hot. Heat and electronics, not friends. Hot water and electronics, even less friends.
Oh, I got you. Okay. That's very sadistic. You're like, hot water. Not just water. Hot water and thumbtacks.
Making a Mick Foley match. Times. Yes. Another thing I don't have patience for,
mm-hmm.
parents that don't watch their kids. They just let them run rampant.
Let me tell you, I was driving.
I would never kidnap a child, but I'd consider it for lesson teaching purposes only. And I don't want to go to jail.
Well, that kind of goes in so many ways because the safety factor is one of my big
things.
And I will be in the car driving through a parking lot and I will see the parent on the cell phone and a child that is very young, toddler, teetotling along beside them. This happened yesterday, as a matter of fact. And I looked at my husband and said, there's no way on God's green earth my child would be walking by themselves without me holding the hand and on the side where traffic or a car could hit them. I always put my body between the vehicles and my son because, say, someone veers off and wants to, I'll survive. I'll be all right. And I'll just shove my kid to the side in the grassy median or whatever. I'll be all right. That one, like, it kind of coincides with that. Or, like, in a store, they're running around. And I'm like, do you know it would take 2 seconds for someone to snatch them up
mm-hmm.
and you would never see them again?
Yep.
And whenever I have my nieces with me, they're older now. But when they were younger, I was like, look, I'm not trying to be beware of the boogeyman. You got to stay with me. Get in the buggy, sit in the buggy, hold my hand, hold my back pocket,
mm-hmm.
stay right here with me because you don't know who's lurking around.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a big one. I don't have patience for that. And there's been times that I've been like, there's your kid. Your kid's right there. You know, I don't have patience for that.
We've talked about, like, phone calls at a movie. We mm-hmm. did that in our pet peeves podcast. Oh, you should check that out. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think of some other situations that I'm in that I have no patience for. It's too broad for me to go, I don't have patience for stupid. It's true. I don't. Ignorance is good. Ignorance. But like, if I am in a situation where people find ways to not be efficient, it irks me. I don't have patience.
It's like
for
they
that.
Almost go out of their way
to be more trouble than they're worth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whether that be to raise a stink and be like, look at me, I'm important. I've got the upper hand. I'm in the right because I've found this error. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to parade it around.
Yes.
I don't have any patience for that.
Especially when it's trying to one up you and make it to where you look mm-hmm. like the idiot. And I'm like, oh no. No. I also don't have patience for people that like to be the victim when they aren't the victim.
Correct.
Like they all the time are turning around and be like, but look at what happened to me.
Yeah.
Or that situation that doesn't really affect me does mm-hmm. affect me.
Yep.
What was me?
But I think a lot of that too, though, and again, I equate it more to workflow. Like we just came out with a hybrid that will save you a crap ton of gas. Well, it's never going to have the power that you may really need in case of emergency. Shut up. Shut up.
No, I don't think. Yeah.
If I needed that to tow something, sure. But right. if I'm in a car, I think it makes sense. I don't own a hybrid. I don't have anything against hybrid owners. I'm just saying those types of people that are
if it's something
set in their ways and you give them something amazingly easy.
Out of convenience and just maybe budget friendly that will help them in the long run, don't complain about it.
I
hearken, and groan about it.
I hearken back to Mitch Hedberg, a comic.
I loved him. R.I.P.
God rest his soul. He always did a skit on that's not the one. But he always talked about conveniences.
Uh-huh.
So he talked about escalators. He said, you guys
the stairs. Oh yes. Yeah, it was broken.
He said, you know what? I don't know why they put signs in front of escalators that aren't working that say, sorry, temporarily out of order. What they should do is put a big green light next to it and a sign to the side that says, escalator temporarily stairs. Sorry for the convenience.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I'm, that's yeah. where I'm going with, escalator's broken. No, you just got another set of steps right where you need to go.
Yeah, and that might be another one of my pet peeves. Golly, we sound so negative. where it's like someone that doesn't want to take the time to solve a problem. They're like, nope, it can't be done.
Yeah.
That's it. Let's sit there and think about it for a second, you know, and let's...
I have patience for people that ask me questions. Mm-hmm. I will acknowledge that you don't know or you need another refresher on something.
Right, you're trying to work through
you
something.
You want to work through it, I will spend as much time mm-hmm. as it takes. I will correct everything. I will help. I will give guidance where needed if I've got it. I will totally help people out.
Mm-hmm.
But if as opposed to, oh, it can't be fixed. Oh, it can be fixed.
Let's
figure out
how. Let's hash this out.
I know how to fix it. Well, then just do it. Mm-mm. Nope. I will show you how to do it. So going forward, we now have another asset mm-hmm. who can do it.
Teach a man to fish.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's I'm glad we got to that one because I think that one's a really good one too.
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one. Because it's like I used to have teachers that would say there is no stupid question. And, you know, you're like, what did that mean? There are? But when you think about it, when it's a legit question,
yep.
it's not stupid. If you're trying to better the situation, better yourself.
Or yourself, yeah.
And you're trying to improve the quality of work you're putting into something, ask away.
Absolutely.
Ask away.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. So, yes, we've been more negative than positive, but yeah. I think for the most part, we're not alone in the majority of those facets either.
And I think, too, we preface some of these, it's situational. And a lot of them, I think, people can relate to on the same, you know, spectrum.
In today's world, there's very little black and white. Most mm-hmm. of it's gray. I mean,
right.
in a lot of social settings,
mm-hmm.
in a lot of work environments, we've encouraged gray. And I like that
mm-hmm.
because it allows for conversation. Mm-hmm. It allows for a hybrid. I think it allows for, I mean, let's be honest. If you didn't at least break the mold in some capacity,
mm-hmm.
we would never improve as people, as a community or whatever. And I realize, oh, yeah, world peace. Woo. That's not what I mean. I'm just saying in general, work smarter. Not harder.
Right.
And that doesn't have to be just in the office. That could be anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
We talked about a pizza restaurant that I've started to go to
mm-hmm.
that you order online. You don't have to wait in line.
Mm-hmm.
They have the pizza ready for you at the time you say it's ready. and it's in a hot box. Mm-hmm. You walk up with a code that comes via email. Boom.
There it is.
You right. walk out with it. That's not them trying to be less interactive. Mm-hmm. That's them trying to help more customers more quickly. That's a workflow thing.
Right.
And
right.
if there was someone that can't use that or doesn't understand how to use it, you have somebody there to help.
Right.
They are giving you the best of both worlds.
If you don't, options.
If you're in a pinch and you just want to come in and wait, fine. If you're me, anytime I can go into a place and just be in, out, and gone, mm-hmm. let's do it.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what else? What do you have patience for? What have you heard of people that have patience for? And what don't you have patience for? And you are not allowed to not have patience for people who are starting to podcast.
People that just
everybody has patience for them.
Everybody, people who go into a room with microphones and just yak their drawers because they don't do it enough already.
So let us know what you do and don't have patience
yes.
for.